crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Amelia. How's it going?
Oh, morena, Rachel. I feel like it's been forever.
It's been like a week, but yes, it does feel like a long time.
I know, I missed it.
Strange year where time makes no sense.
I was moving an amp.
Moving an amp.
It was a lot more difficult than you might imagine. Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I was about to ask you what we were talking about, but that's not how the segment works.
No.
I need to get back into the rhythm.
What's going on? What's the etymology we're investigating today?
So we're not talking about etymology today. We're talking about the great vowel shift.
I have no idea what that is.
What does that mean?
Okay, so basically there are lots of small vowel shifts, which is basically whenever like a language or a dialect of a language or even just like a regional accent shifts the pronunciation of a vowel.
Oh, would this be like, is it in Ireland where they say the T is like a T? Oh, that's not a vowel.
That's a consonant.
Yeah, it's consonant.
Some people include consonants in vowel shifts, which is a whole confusing thing.
Oh, sorry.
But it's more like...
I love when we find, you know, one of these things, they're like, and there are lots of arguments going on in the word world.
Yeah, that is everything everyone loves to argue. It's more like, not to sound like I'm 100 years old, but you may have noticed that people who are maybe young teens right now pronounce their E slightly differently than people who are maybe almost 30 right now.
Can you give us an example of that?
A kind of a slightly more Americanized E, so like set, that's a very exaggerated version, but like sort of set. Set.
I did have to try and work out what you were actually saying there. I was like, what?
I thought you were saying sat. Like I sat down.
And why does this happen? Why does this vowel shifting happen?
I don't know. And that is kind of the great vowel shift is the big one. And
okay.
So between about 1400 and 1700, English, as it was spoken, shifted basically the pronunciation of all of its long vowels.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
And so the reasons for this are like... multifarious and conflicting. So some people think it's population migration due to the Black Death. So
right.
People with
right.
regional accents came into London and other kind of like big centres and started moving the accent. But also the accent changed in like lots and lots and lots of places.
Right, okay.
And like,
so it wasn't just in that part of the country. So
yeah.
You can't necessarily say it was that.
And then there's a lot of people arguing about French. So some people think that it's because French loanwords were coming into the language. Some people think it's because the middle class were trying to make their pronunciation more Frenchy sounding.
Oh.
And other people say the middle class were trying to make their pronunciation less Frenchy sounding.
So when you say French loanwords, is that a word that English has borrowed from the French language?
Like beef.
Is that a French word?
Boeuf.
Boeuf.
We say cow in English.
There we go. I get that. Okay.
I refuse to say French words. So basically, prior to the Great Vowel Shift, vowels were written the way they were said, like in Latin. So so in Chaucer, when you're reading Chaucer and it says sheep, because Chaucer is like just at the start, like a little
yep.
bit before this is happening. The two E's would be more like the Latin, so it'd be like shape.
Oh, I like that.
So more like the word shape, but...
But it's
shape.
Talking
but
about
it's all,
the fuzzy little creatures we all
yeah,
know
and
love.
And so whenever you saw those two E's, it would be shape.
Shape. This is my cow and my shape.
So it became more air.
So I've got a list here of
just
how...
Just making groaning noises.
I got my friend Rebecca, who's smart and not listening to this because she's probably asleep and definitely in Wellington.
Shout-outs to Rebecca nonetheless.
Thanks Rebecca. Rebecca helped me translate all the phonetic things because I can't read international phonetic pronunciation
well,
stuff.
Well, definitely huge shout-outs to Rebecca for
yeah.
that. That sounds like a bit of a mish.
So here's how our vowels changed.
Okay.
So what is now bite... would have been beat.
Beat.
That's so confusing.
What's meat would have been met.
Met.
What's meat now?
Like, hang on, which was the first meat you said? Is that M-E-E?
Yeah, sorry, this is confusing because it's like based on English received pronunciation and my accent is terrible. so meat, like I'm going to meet someone and meat. Like
I'm gonna eat
delicious
some meat.
Flesh would have been met. Met, which
met.
Is not really a vowel we have in English anymore.
No.
Probably for good reason. That's just not a very nice noise,
I
is
heard it?
It
described as like the E in bed, but long.
Mert.
Bed. Mert.
Yeah.
Mate was Mart.
Mart.
Out was Oot.
That's some people still sort of say that, eh? Yeah,
so that's some of this has been like preserved in regional dialects, yeah. And that's a lot of how people study it will be going to like more like you people who are familiar with English accents, regional accents, may notice this sounds kind of West Country-y.
Okay.
Yeah, so it has been preserved in some places, the older pronunciation. So boot would have been pronounced boat.
Okay. This
I'm
gets
wearing
confusing when you just
beautiful shiny boats.
Look at my nice new boats.
And boat, like the ship, would have been pronounced bought.
Okay, I'm wearing my nice new boats on my big boat.
It's actually quite amazing how people didn't get very confused as the change happened.
Well, it happened very slowly and in lots of stages. So this is over like 300 years.
Okay, that makes a bit more sense.
The real issue that we have is that the spelling, as I was talking about Chaucer, was phonetic. English spelling was phonetic.
Yeah.
And because of this big shift where all of our long vowels changed pronunciation, some things that were long vowels became diphthongs.
What's a diphthong?
That's where you have two vowels next to each other.
Yep. When they're kind of touching.
Like rare.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of a word, so I just did a diphthong by itself. I hope that was helpful. So basically, English spelling got totally destroyed because the printing press came around
right
about the start of the Great Vowel Shift. So we were like, yes, finally, we've standardized our spelling. And then everyone goes, I'm not going to say boat anymore. I'm going to say bought.
Bought.
Sorry, that was the wrong way around. I'm not going to say bought anymore. I'm going to say boat. And they're like, but then how will people read it off the thing? And they're like, oh, they'll figure it out.
So I remember having to do some Chaucer at high school and being so confused by it because it is like reading another language.
Yes.
Because you're sort of trying to get it phonetically, but even when you read it phonetically, it doesn't sound like a word you recognise because of exactly what you've just explained here, which makes so much sense. I wish my English teacher at school had told me this.
Yeah, well, I think people are used to... People who are English speakers, like that's their first language, they're used to the idea that language 600 years ago or whatever is just like very difficult for us to understand. But in a lot of other languages, it's not nearly so tough because they didn't have this big, weird, mysterious shift in the whole pronunciation of the language. It's just like they use phrases that people don't use anymore. They construct things slightly differently.
So to go back to the thing you mentioned at the start about the sort of slight vowel shifts we're hearing generationally maybe now.
Yes.
Is that to do with the internet, do we think? Like more access to maybe media from across the world means that our vowels are becoming a bit more... like universal.
I mean, a lot of pronunciation shifts happen due to like migration and you know aspects of globalization. So I would say that's definitely part of it. I'd say that the New Zealand accent has certainly changed a lot from when we were primarily consuming British media.
We're getting a few texts in about the New Zealand accent. Someone said a massive one for New Zealanders is saying wool and stool for will and still.
Will and still.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
Still.
Will.
Yeah, I get that.
Stool.
Stool. Still. Stool. And someone else said that when they went to the UK, they had trouble asking for a pen because the people there thought they were asking for a pin.
My brother,
you have to say pen.
Pen.
Or people don't understand what you're talking about.
My brother had a hard time because his name is Ben. And when he got over there, everyone's like, your name's Ben. And he was like, no, it's Ben. It's Ben.
We had
homestay students growing up and my brother's name is Kevin. And they would always call him Kevin.
Kevin.
Because they were like, oh, well, that's how you say it in the language here. And we're like, oh. Because all the other words they pronounce beautifully with received pronunciation. They would be like, oh, it's Kevin.
Not quite.
It was, it was like turning a mirror on us. It was awful. I hate turning a mirror on myself. So this kind of explains why English spelling sucks.
Yeah.
True.
And why texts written kind of pre-17th century, 16th century are really difficult for us to understand. It also explains why Shakespeare is weird.
Yeah.
In a few different ways. And I feel like this could possibly be its own whole thing because Rachel is
nodding aggressively. I'd love
that. Okay, maybe we'll talk about this another time. But basically, a lot of the way that we pronounce Shakespeare now in received theatre pronunciation you know. Alas, poor Yorick, I knew him. He was a fellow of infinite jest. But when you start using these vowels, it changes the whole pace and construction of the language. And
which,
it's very interesting.
Which, for a play or for poetry, is probably a big deal.
Well, it means that the plays are no longer three or four or 5 hours long.
That actually makes a lot of sense. Maybe we should do a special on that one. I think I'd be interested in that. Would you guys be interested in that? Text us, 5395. And we're just getting lots of fosh and chops coming in here.
I could say beer, like, oh, I'm guilty of this as well. I can't. Yeah, I'm not going like, to even say it on the air. I'll get harassed.
Beer, like, I'm beer.
Yeah, I find
this difficult to do on the radio.
This whole subject is very tough for me because I talk bad. I speak badly.
Same. So it's all good.
And I find
good thing
it,
this is our
I
job.
I find it difficult to correct. Yeah.
I would love you guys to keep texting in your weird words here, please. 5395. Amelia, thank you very much for bringing us the great vowel shift this morning.
A huge vowel movement,
a huge vowel movement. Somebody has texted in, not a vowel shift. Yes, no, not a vowel shift. Thank you very much for that, dear listener.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.